Happy Thursday, and welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Thursday, December 22nd. This is going to be the last show before Christmas. Christmas is coming up on Sunday. Just in case you didn't know, tomorrow is a company holiday. It's a discretionary holiday, and I'm totally down with that. There should be more discretionary holidays, at least like two or three a month. Not just for me, but for all of us. Time off, we all need it. And I don't think we get enough of it. I mean, I'm not complaining, but I'm for the people. I'm for all of you. Everybody needs more than just 2 days off a week. If I ever ran for any type of office, I would say 3 days off a week for all of us. It's what we all deserve. We got to live a little more instead of just work. So I will have a long holiday weekend. I hope all of you have a long holiday weekend. I really didn't even remember until early this morning when I was starting to prepare for this show that I was off tomorrow. I had a reminder go off on my phone. It's a good thing I put it in there. So no show tomorrow, no show Monday, because that's when Christmas will be observed as a holiday, being that the holiday is on Sunday. So I will be back with all of you on Tuesday. That'll be December 27th. And we'll talk all about the Dolphins, fill in the blank, the Packers. Did you fill it in with destroying? Did you fill it in with beating? Did you fill it in with dismantling? Did you fill in the blank with losing? Or were you the one that filled it in with tying? I don't think we're going to get a tie. I mean, odds say you don't tie in the NFL. It happens now, but nobody predicts a tie. When's the last time you ever went to an NFL game or watched a game with a friend or talked about the game? Hey, so who do you think's going to win today? Well, I'm actually thinking that the Dolphins and Packers are going to tie. I've never heard that before. You hear it in the other football with a U, but not the football with two O's. Nobody predicts ties, at least not before the game. So since this is the last show before Christmas, I want to wish all of you a happy everything. For those of you that celebrate Christmas, which is the majority of you, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. For those of you who are celebrating Hanukkah, I hope you have a Happy Hanukkah. For those of you who celebrate Kwanzaa, I hope you have a great Kwanzaa. For those of you that celebrate anything, I hope it's fantastic for you. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy time with your friends. Enjoy time with your family. Enjoy traveling. Enjoy all the presents you get. Girls. Everybody gets different kind of presents. So whatever gift you get, I hope you enjoy it. And when you're watching all of the games this weekend, enjoy those too. And here's a little reminder. Some of you know this, some of you don't. This weekend's slate of NFL games is on Saturday. The normal Sunday slate is on Saturday. On Sunday, we get three games. But the rest of the games, they're on Saturday. We get one tonight. We have a ton on Saturday. Like your normal Sunday slate is on Saturday. Then we have three on Christmas Day, including the Dolphins. And then we have a Monday night game. But the majority of games that we would always get on Sunday, we're getting them in just 2 days from now, on Saturday. Christmas is going to be special for the National Football League. That's why they've got Aaron Rodgers and Tua Tagovailoa starting things off on Christmas Day at 1 p.m. for the entire country to watch. And fortunately for us in South Florida, it's our team that's playing. So we really get to enjoy that game at 1 p.m. Remember, it's going to be in chilly Miami Gardens. We're not going to have it at 90 degrees with the sun beaming down at the Green Bay Packers. Probably going to be in the 50s. So that's great football weather if you're going to the Dolphins game on Christmas Day. If you're watching it from home while you're still opening up gifts, that's cool too. Remember on Christmas Day, it was a lock that the Miami Heat were going to be on television, particularly during the Big Three era. But when D. Wade was on the Miami Heat, he was one of those names that was always on. He was always playing on Christmas Day when he was with Miami. So maybe you would have people over Christmas Day, setting that dining room table with a whole bunch of food, and you would have the television on, the Heat game. This year, a bit different. You have all the food and you have the Dolphins game on in the background. Although football, to me, a bit different than basketball. I like them both. Football is my number one, and football is probably number one for a lot of you. Football is not a game, especially if your team is playing, that you could sort of just watch it in the background. Like, hey, pass the ham, and what just happened on that play? It doesn't work like that with football, at least not for me. Football, I need my full attention on the television. So I'm either going to be finishing the meal before 1 p.m. or I'm going to be eating after 4 p.m., but not during the game, unless you're bringing out the TV trays or something, and that's where we're doing a Christmas meal. Yeah, you have halftime, but you don't want to just like scarf down your food in 15 minutes, do you? You want to enjoy it with family and friends and have a festive time. With the NBA, yeah, it's back and forth. You could watch it while you're eating at the table and not pay such close attention to it. Football, completely different. So we're very used to the Heat being on during Christmas. Not the past several years, but definitely when D. Wade was with Miami. And now the Miami Heat, they're going to be chilling on Sunday. It'll be the Miami Dolphins who have the spotlight. What are the Dolphins going to do with it, though? They've got the spotlight Sunday afternoon. They're in a position to make the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs?
They got three games left. Two of them are at home. Can the Miami Dolphins seal the deal? I'm looking forward to watching that game. I don't know what I'm going to be eating, but I know my full attention will be on the Dolphins and Packers at 1 p.m. And then the day after Christmas, I'm not going to be here on the airwaves. I'll have the day off yet again. I'll be back with you on Tuesday to talk about the game. I know what I'm doing, though, the day after Christmas, and I'm so thrilled to be doing this. Actually, this is the second year in a row that I'm doing this. It's incredible that it's happened twice, back-to-back years, where I have to go get my luggage repaired. And you can only imagine the mall the day after Christmas. So I've got to be there at the Toomey store, waiting for them to open Monday morning at 10 a.m. to have them send my luggage in to be repaired, and I need it back within about a week. That's because one of the flight attendants decided to try to slam the overhead bin and broke my carry-on bag. Completely cracked it. Thank you very much, flight attendant. There's been all of these investigations lately. The flight attendant breaking my bag, American Airlines investigated it. And they actually called me back yesterday and said, we completed our investigation and we've confirmed everything you said. So they investigated the flight attendants there who saw what happened and one who was involved in breaking my bag. And then the other investigation was when I won my own poker tournament at the Hard Rock, the first Slater Scoops poker tournament at the Hard Rock. I said I was going to win it. And I won it. And then they had to look at surveillance. All these people were claiming it was rigged. And again, the investigation showed that I won fair and square. So no shenanigans with my poker tournament, the fact that I won. No shenanigans by me with the broken carry-on bag on the flight. I'm 2-0 when it comes to investigations. And that's just in the past 2 weeks. My record is way better than the Miami Dolphins when it comes to investigations. Have they been cleared in any investigation? I don't think so. They've gotten penalized, I'm pretty sure, in every single one of them. All right, speaking of the Dolphins, I have things to say about them. And I think all of you want to hear what I have to say. That's why you're tuned in right now. Or maybe you just want me to talk about how I'm doing the show here in Medellin and what I'm doing and who I'm hanging out with. Girls. And you want to see more pictures and videos on my Instagram feed. If you're here for that, I totally get it. Because when I'm out at my poker tournament or somewhere else and somebody comes up to me, they never ask me about sports. They ask me about my travels and everything else. So one day I'll just do a whole hour on traveling and food and experiences and views. Girls. And we'll see how that show goes. But for now, I do have a lot to say about Sunday's game. However, I can't say anything about it until the hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want fans to remember that every game is different. Because when I broke down that Bills game, most of the talk was the Dolphins were pounding the football. Raheem Mostert was balling. Why didn't the Dolphins continue to run the ball like that? Why did they waste those 3rd-and-1 opportunities and have to settle for a field goal? That was the conversation about the Bills game. And look, for that game, I completely agree with all of the criticism. Mike McDaniel, he didn't have his best game against Buffalo. I really feel that a few of his decisions were the difference in that game. But there's a perception here that the Dolphins' running game is now fixed. Like, that's it. After you saw what happened in Buffalo, Raheem Mostert, he's the old Raheem Mostert. They should just run him over and over and over again. I would argue Raheem Mostert is a capable back. I am not disputing that. But for the first 13 games, the Dolphins' running game was just like, meh. Game 14, they finally were able to dominate the line of scrimmage and pound the ball. That's one game. And now they're supposed to be a running team? So the Dolphins are preparing to face the Packers. And then they're going to be facing New England. And then they're going to be facing the Jets. J-E-T-S! Suck, suck, suck! I would just offer up a word of caution. A few words, 4 words. Every game is different. There is a chance that the Miami Dolphins will try to run the football a lot on Sunday. And they will not be successful. Because it could have been that Buffalo's defense wasn't prepared for some hard-nosed running game. And the reason they weren't prepared for it, possibly, is because that's not how the Dolphins played the prior 13 games. So there was an element of surprise in that Buffalo game that may not be there if the Dolphins try to do it against the Packers on Sunday. Maybe it was the O-line and they just had the game of their lives. It could have been that. Maybe the O-line, if they had the game of their lives, they're not going to be able to replicate it. My point is, there is no formula for what is going to work 100% of the time. And that's because every game is different. So against the Buffalo Bills, Mike McDaniel made the mistake of abandoning a running game that was working. That does not mean every game moving forward, that's what the Miami Dolphins are going to need to do. Run, run, run. it doesn't mean because he stopped doing it for key situations in Buffalo that now he's got to do it for all the key situations against the Packers. The smart move might be just let it fly against Green Bay. Let it fly, meaning Tua just lets that ball fly. Or maybe hammer the ball to tight ends. Whatever is the best option on that day, Mike McDaniel should go with it. Not because of what worked in a previous game. A good coach has a menu. It's like a bag of tricks. And the key part is, on that given Sunday, that particular day, that coach can read the game and deploy the best tactics for that game. The best play calls against Buffalo in cold temperatures and snow may not be the best play calls against the Packers in 55-degree weather at Hard Rock Stadium. I remember seeing Bill Belichick interviewed one day about halftime adjustments. The reporter went up to him and asked him about halftime adjustments. He asked him if they're real. Is this a thing that teams do? And Bill Belichick said, do you think we wait until halftime to make adjustments? That's the point. That is what coaching is all about. If fans want to go in on Mike McDaniel for that Bills game, the smarter thing to say then they should just run the ball is that the Dolphins had found a weakness in Buffalo and Mike McDaniel stopped exploiting it. That's the better way to really look at it and talk about it. When you find something that their defense cannot stop, you're supposed to keep doing it. If they cannot stop the run, you keep running the ball. But that doesn't carry over to your next game. It's just for that particular game. So I would have no problem whatsoever if the Dolphins take the field Sunday at Hard Rock and they just let it fly with Tua. I got zero problem with that. Because that was working a lot. And then when it stopped working, the Dolphins tried to run the ball, and that was working. Then they went away from it in the same game that it was working in. That made zero sense. But going from game to game to game, just with that same philosophy, you can't do that. And I don't think Mike McDaniel will. But Mike McDaniel has to do a better job of seeing if something is working, knowing that you don't have to start doing something else. Just keep doing what you're doing in that game against that same opponent. There's no reason to get cute. I remember in games early in the season, Tua was hitting Tyreek and Jalen all the time and doing so well. And then Mike McDaniel started calling plays to all these other receivers. And I'm just thinking to myself, you don't have to do this. Because throwing the ball to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, it's working. Just keep doing it. And he got cute in one game. I don't remember exactly which game it was. Things started going south, and then he went back to just having Tua hit Jalen and Tyreek, and the Miami Dolphins went on to get a victory. If you have something that is working in a particular game, just continue to do it. Plain and simple. Zero reason to get cute. Now, if you want to see cute and you want to see beautiful, you should head on over to Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, where you'll be surrounded by gorgeous. Girls, 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 girls. So many different words can describe the women that will surround you at Dean's Gold. The reason Dean's Gold is the ultimate gentleman's club is because these gorgeous ladies come from all over the world. So many different countries are represented at Dean's Gold. You will have such a fantastic time. Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, is open every single day from 8 p.m. all the way until 6 in the morning. You want to head on over there tonight on a Thursday or early Friday morning? Go for it. You will have a great time. Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club, is located on the northeast corner of Northeast 163rd Street and Biscayne Boulevard. That's in North Miami Beach. Surround yourself with a beautiful women who come from all over the world. There's only one place in South Florida you could do that. Only one building. It is the Ultimate Gentleman's Club, Dean's Gold. Some great poker tournaments coming up at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. My poker tournament, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, with a $10,000 guaranteed prize pool. That's going to be happening Tuesday night, January 10th. Cards will be in the air at 6 p.m. for that. It's $150 to buy in. But you don't have to wait until January 10th to play in a tournament at the Hard Rock. I plan to be there next week. They have their Fun in the Sun poker tournament series coming up. That'll be from December 26th, which is next Monday, until the 29th. So it's next week. You could enter some great tournaments at the Hard Rock Poker Room. One of them's got a $100,000 guaranteed prize pool. So for the entire schedule, if you're interested in playing in some great tournaments, go to their site. It's the easiest thing to do. It's shrpo.com. Again, the website is shrpo.com. Pick a tournament that you want to play in, and then I hope to see you very soon in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I love winning when it comes to poker. Football players, they love winning on the field. They love winning their division. They love winning the conference. They love winning the Super Bowl. But they also like winning a Pro Bowl spot. The Miami Dolphins have three Pro Bowlers. Tyreek Hill, that's a no-brainer. He's the team MVP, and he should be in the conversation for the league MVP. Tyreek's been not only outstanding, but just super fun to watch. He already has the receiving record for a season, and there's three games left. Number two on the Pro Bowl list for the Miami Dolphins, Teron Armstead. Now, Teron is a little more banged up than I usually like my Pro Bowlers. Linemen are defined by one key ability, and that's availability. And Armstead's been banged up a lot this year. But when he plays, the dude has been solid. He definitely has not been a disappointment for the Dolphins when he's on the field. He is a force. He is skilled as anything. A very good football player, Teron Armstead. And then the third Pro Bowler for the Miami Dolphins this season, Xavien Howard? If the Dolphins had zero Pro Bowlers from their defense, I don't think anyone would have had an issue with that. But they have one, and it's Xavien Howard. Xavien has been a
Slater scoop
more this season than he's picked the ball off. It's true. I've had a
Slater scoop
on Xavien Howard twice this season, and he has one interception. So two scoops, one interception. He's a fine player in general, but this year, X has been hurt. Teams have exploited that. And there's no Byron Jones on the other side. So Xavien hasn't been as effective. I don't understand the Xavien Howard Pro Bowl selection, but he was selected. I didn't mention Tua. I don't understand why they have fans vote. I'm not here to convince you that Tua is better than Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. And that wouldn't even be my job to do that. But the NFL allows a fan vote. And Tua got more votes than anybody in the entire league. I've been talking about that for the past 3 weeks. Not 3 weeks straight, but just I mentioned it once a week for the past 3 weeks. So what this says is that the paying customers love this dude. He had the most votes out of anyone in the whole league. The customers love him. And then what does the league do? they make the fan vote only one third of the result. So the top fan vote getter winds up being an alternate. That's it. A backup. It makes no sense to me. Now, I don't think the Pro Bowl itself is a big deal. They want to play flag football or have some skills competition. Whatever they want to do, it's not a big deal. But I do think once a guy gets the label of Pro Bowler, that's a way that they're referred to. He's a three-time Pro Bowler. He's a seven-time Pro Bowler. And when they're calculating Hall of Fame stuff, you know, and post-career honors, those Pro Bowl appearances, I think they matter. That's why for a guy who is having a career year and fans want him to keep Tua out, it's not good. It's bad. The only good news about this is Tua has one thing he could do, and that's on Sunday, go out on that field. If he's frustrated about this, never will he admit it publicly, but he could take it out on the Green Bay Packers. He could show everybody what's up. Go take it out on the Packers secondary. The fans, they all wanted me. I was the number one vote getter, and now I'm an alternate. You didn't pick me. Let me show you what's up. He could do that Sunday afternoon in chilly Miami Gardens. I know we're going to see one future Hall of Famer in Miami Gardens on Sunday. But is Aaron Rodgers also going to be a Hall of Famer? I'm just kidding. I feel like I had to say that. Could we see two? Let me tell you who we're not going to be seeing in South Florida playing anytime soon. I'll get to that very predictable conversation in just a moment. What you guys should get to maybe this weekend, Gulfstream Park. Live racing going on at Gulfstream Park Wednesday through Sunday, and turf racing is back at Gulfstream Park as well. The best horses, the best jockeys, the best of everything is at Gulfstream Park right now, and their championship meet is just about to begin as well. When you go to Gulfstream Park on a live race day, you could wager just 10 or 20 cents and make thousands of dollars. I see it happen all of the time. When I go to Gulfstream Park, I enjoy going to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms. I get a table. I have a great meal. I watch the races live right in front of me. Of course, you know me. I make a few wagers, and it's always a great time at Gulfstream Park. So head on out there. Any live race day, I highly suggest you go then, Wednesday through Sunday, right now. Turf racing is back as well at Gulfstream Park. So Messi, remember he was supposed to come play for Inter Miami, according to all of those reports out there. He was going to play an MLS schedule and play home games off of I-95 and Commercial Boulevard. Well, I am shocked to learn, shocked I tell you, that now reports say he's staying in the Premier League. Oh gosh, that just shocks me. The options were live in Paris and bask in your World Cup championship, or go play next to Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport off I-95 and Commercial Boulevard within a mile of the Waffle House. Not that there's anything wrong with the Waffle House. I love the Waffle House. I love the Waffle House solely for the fact that they cook without gloves. This way it's authentic. So yeah, the reports now say Messi is not coming to play for Inter Miami. Look, I understand the dream. I understand the appeal. Messi, you could say, is past prime, and he likes South Florida, has a home, and wants to own part of a team in the future. So Messi would essentially do the same thing that Beckham did when he joined MLS. The problem is, Messi is still playing at too high of a level right now to just pack it in and retire to Florida. Maybe someday in the future he'll see Miami as a viable option. But right now, off of the biggest win of his career, he wants to go from that to playing near the Palm Beach Broward line. I found that very hard to believe to begin with. And that's why these new reports about him not coming to play for Inter Miami make all the sense in the world to me. With Inter Miami, it's always the promises. It's always the rumors. We've had so many big celebrations. Most of them have been about Inter Miami's fake stadium next to Miami International Airport. Here it is. We are 10 days away from 2023. How many shovels have gone into the ground where the golf course is? How many have gone into the ground to build this stadium and mall? Can I get a number? Can I get a count on that?
Zilch.
Nothing.
Nada.
Small potatoes.
No potatoes.
Diddly squat.
A big old goose egg.
That's right, not one shovel. There were numerous victory celebrations. There was a bill passed. There were promises made. Then we start hearing about Messi coming to play for Inter Miami. And people, I don't know why they buy this stuff. Like, oh yeah, it's going to happen. Because the Herald wrote about it and someone else wrote about it. Whoever the sources are with Inter Miami that are talking to these reporters, wherever they're getting their info from, maybe it's time to not believe them anymore. They're just feeding you a bunch of you-know-what. Just like with the Messi reports coming to play for Inter Miami, I always thought of the same thing with the stadium. I have been playing an audio drop on this show for 8 years now. Yeah, about 8 years. It's been a long, long time. Anytime I mention that stadium next to Miami International Airport or a stadium in Miami for this soccer club, you've always heard for 8+ years. Never, ever gonna get it. And there's still nothing there. And I'm in the same place with that as I am with Messi. Not that I wouldn't want him to come. Be fantastic. Be unbelievable. But it's the same thing with him. It's the same thing with the stadium. That's why David Beckham's whole slogan is freedom to dream. You are absolutely free to dream that Messi will come play in South Florida next season. You are absolutely free to dream that they're going to have a stadium next to Miami International Airport very soon. The only slight hiccup in that dream is that it's probably not going to happen, at least with Messi. And as far as the stadium goes, I have reached out twice in the past 2.5 weeks to the city attorney in Miami. Twice in the past 2 weeks, I have reached out to find out, to confirm what I have been told. Because what I have been told by very good sources is that the lease deal between Inter Miami and Jorge Mas with the city and the golf course has still not been finalized. It has not been executed, the final agreement. And I have reached out twice to the city attorney in the past 2 weeks. You know what I've heard?
Nothing.
Not even a reply. Then I reached out to their communications department. You know what I got back from them?
Nothing.
So there you go. I have been told by very good sources that that deal is still not finalized. And you haven't read anything about it recently. I wonder why. what you have read about. Oh, Messi is going to come play for Inter Miami. Talks have advanced. And then yesterday and the day before, you start hearing that, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen. And if you go back and read the past 8 or 9 years about them getting a stadium in Miami, oh, yeah, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. But what have we got?
Nothing.
Yet again. But you still have the same reporters and writers saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. Just search names with Inter Miami and read the reports year after year after year. They just keep getting fooled. I cannot even imagine if I had a source who told me something and I went with it and it didn't happen. And then the same source told me something else regarding the same situation and I went with it and it didn't happen. I would never go with it the second time because if it didn't happen the first time, you're done. And then they went with it a third time and a fourth time and a fifth time and a sixth time and a seventh time and an eighth time and all the times, every single time, it never happened. Oh, but let's just keep going with it. Maybe after the 30 or 40th time, something will stick and it'll happen. What are we on now, like 24, 25? So we got about 15 or so to go before something really happens? It's a joke. Thankfully, I see people on Twitter, though, responding to some of these reports, and they know by now that all of this has just been BS. It's the same thing like with the Marlins. Oh, yeah, we're going to spend money. We have money, and we're going to spend money. We're here to compete. And you hear that over and over and over and over again. And then the baseball writers, they keep saying that over and over and over again, that the team is telling them this. And again, what happens?
Nothing.
It's the same thing. And now I see Marlins fans who finally realize, you know what? Yeah, this is not happening. Here's something that is 100% happening. People are going to the Costa Rica dental team for dental work they need done and saving a fortune. That's why I always tell you about the Costa Rica dental team. Not only will they save you so much money compared to U.S. dental prices, but they provide top-notch dental work. And I know that because I have been to the Costa Rica dental team many times. Everything there, the staff and the work, absolutely top-notch. Maybe you need crowns, veneers, implants, whatever dental work you need done, the Costa Rica dental team, they're going to take great care of you. Check them out for yourself. Visit CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. That's CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. Inquire about their pricing, and then you could start planning your Costa Rica dental vacation later today. My 13th annual football pick'em challenge still going on. Head on over to my site, SlaterScoops.com. That's SlaterScoops.com. And if you have the most winners against the spread for the week, you will get a $100 gift card to Joe's Stone Crab in Miami Beach. I love going to Joe's, and they have some unbelievable fresh stone crabs. And you can have yourself a $100 gift card to go get some great food over at Joe's in Miami Beach. This is the 13th year that my Football Pick'em Challenge has been going on. And just like every other year, it is absolutely free to play. And it's never too late to enter because of that weekly prize if you've got the most winners against the spread. So head on over to SlaterScoops.com and make sure you're signed up and signed in and get those picks in because we got a game tonight and every single game matters. The overall prize is a trip for two to Costa Rica thanks to the Costa Rica dental team and Todd F. This dude won it last year and he's in the lead by 6 games this season as well. Back-to-back champion? That would be crazy. It's never happened before in all 13 years. So good luck to Todd F. And good luck to you if you're signing up this week or if you're already signed up and trying to win your first week of the season. I won a week this year, and those stone crabs are so good. You know who gets stone crabs when they come to South Florida? The New York Mets. They do. When the Mets play the Marlins, Joe Stone Crab, they deliver stone crabs to the New York Mets. It's a smart baseball team. They're not the only team that gets Joes delivered to them, but they're one of several. The Mets right now, they're the biggest story in all of baseball. That's because the Mets have become the New York Yankees. Steve Cohen is more like George Steinbrenner than Steinbrenner's own kids. Another mega contract handed out Carlos Correa this time. And the reason it matters, the reason I bring it up here, the louder that everyone in the Marlins division is with their moves, just like the Mets, the more ridiculous it is that the Marlins, who weren't good to begin with, who just won 68 games, are doing nothing at all. Every time a big free agent signs, or there's any big deal signed, the Marlins, they counter with
nothing.
And it just stands out more and more every single day. I'm sure attendance numbers will be up. Lone Depot Park, you go look at those attendance numbers this season, they're going to be up. They'll be up when the Mets are in town.
Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets.
They'll be up when the Phillies are in town. They'll be up when the Braves are in town. They'll be up when the Yankees are in town. They'll be up when a primetime opponent is in town. But when the Marlins are playing a team that not many people care about, when they're taking on, let's say, the Pirates, when they're taking on the Nationals so many times, who is going to be there? Who's going to want to go? The Marlins are asking you to spend money, and they're not. Oh, but Slater, we're spending money. Come on, please. Craig Minervini tweeted something out today about, you see these crazy contracts in baseball, it's ridiculous. And then you look at the food prices at stadiums. You know, food prices have to go up. And I said to him, I think Marlins fans would trade that 305 menu for a 786 menu if they signed some big-time free agents. I hope all of you have a very happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I'll be back with you on Tuesday. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.